prepared Miss Hicks's taxes, and she wrote you out a check.
This accountant crunched the numbers.
According to both of you, you were supposed to wait to deposit it 7 to 10 days.
I actually waited 14 days.
The 13th is Thursday. That's 4 business days.
But does her account add up?
Why did you deposit the check early?
It's supposed to be 7 days from the time I prepare her services.
No, that's not, you're changing your story.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Latoria Parks is suing her former friend, Amber Hicks, for the unpaid fees for her services as a tax preparer and for bank fees.
Order. All rise. This is case number 561 on the calendar in the matter of Parks versus Hicks.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
All right. Succinctly, Ms. Parks, you prepared Ms. Hicks's taxes for, I think, a 3-year period.
4 years.
4-year period. And she paid you. You charged her $60 each for the tax return. She wrote you out a check. You attempted to cash the check at some point or deposit the check, and it was returned because she had either stopped payment or there were insufficient funds. Which one was it?
Insufficient funds.
The defendant says that you had an agreement that you weren't going to deposit the check until after she got her refunds or whatever it was, and you deposited it too early. She has a counterclaim, and her counterclaim is interesting. She says that once the check was returned for insufficient funds, you used the routing information on her check to pay a credit card bill of yours. And she's counterclaiming because even though that was reversed, it caused her a lot of aggravation. That's your counterclaim.
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you have any special training, Ms. Parks, as a tax preparer?
Yes, Your Honor. I have my master's in accounting. I received in 2000.
From where?
From Keller Graduate School of Management.
Do you prepare taxes at your own office or through a firm?
Through my own office as a sole proprietor, Your Honor.
And how long have you had your own office?
I just relocated from Las Vegas back to Cincinnati, Ohio. So I just opened my Cincinnati, Ohio services since January 2014.
And when did you prepare Ms. Hicks's returns?
February 4th, 2014, Your Honor.
February 6th.
What?
I'm sorry, it was February 6th.
February
6th.
6th.
Yes, Your Honor.
And she paid you by writing a check?
Correct.
I'd like to see a copy of that check.
Yes, Your Honor, I have a copy of that.
Check is dated February 13th, 2014. It's for $240.
There wasn't a date on the check when I gave it to her, Your Honor.
Who wrote the date in on the check?
I wrote the date. She gave me permission to cash the check within.
Okay. She gave you it without a date?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And you attempted to cash this check on February 21st?
I cashed the check on the 13th. I believe my bank deposited.
Oh, you mean you presented it to your bank?
Right, as a deposit on the
13th. On the 13th?
Yes.
On what date did she give you the check?
Her mother gave me the check on the Saturday. When I was preparing her taxes, she didn't have any physical checks. So her mom gave me the check on Amber's behalf on Saturday as we were having lunch.
Who wrote out the check?
She wrote out the check.
Who are you?
My mother.
Did you give Miss Parks the check?
I did.
And that was when?
It was February 8th. It was Saturday.
And where was that? Having lunch someplace?
Having lunch.
Who was present?
Me, her mom, Notoria, and her brother, D'Angelo, and nephew.
Where was your daughter?
My daughter wasn't with us.
Had your daughter given you the check for her?
Yes.
When?
Was it that day she gave it to me earlier? It was that day earlier she gave me the check because she knew where I was going to meet her for lunch.
Okay. Had you had a discussion with her about when the check was going to be cashed?
She told me to wait 7 to 10 business days.
That's incorrect.
Shh, shh, shh. Sorry. She told you to wait 7 to 10 business days.
Right, and she would text me when to cash the check because she didn't have, I think she was waiting on, I guess, a pay period to come in. Or
whatever. She told you to wait 7 to 10 business days. Did you wait 7 to 10 business days?
I actually waited 14 days from the 4th or the 6th.
No, she didn't give it to you on the 4th.
I'm sorry, I waited.
She gave it to you on the 8th, which is a Saturday, and you presented it to your bank, according to you, on the 13th. That's not 7 to 10 business days.
I believe
you told me that you presented it to the bank on the 13th and you wrote in the date.
I believe I presented it to my bank on the 14th or the 7th.
You just told me that you presented it to your bank on the date that You wrote in this date on the 13th. That's what you just told me.
Right.
You wrote in the date because the date was blank.
Correct.
So you wrote in the date, that was the 13th. And according to you, you had an agreement to wait between 7 to 10 business days from the date you got the check to deposit it. That's what you just told me.
Correct.
So you got the check on the 8th, which is a Saturday. The 9th is a Sunday. 10th is Monday. 11th is Tuesday. 12th is Wednesday. The 13th is Thursday. That's 4 business days. Why did you deposit the check early?
Your Honor, I believe I... Let me look at my statement, please. Is that okay?
You can look at your statement. I'm looking at the check, and I'm listening to your testimony. Your testimony is clear. Your testimony is that you agreed with her to wait 7 to 10 business days, and you deposited the check on the date that you wrote on the check. You said you wrote this on the check, which is the 13th, which is 4 business days.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Our agreement was based off the day I prepared her services. Like she
no,
said.
No, now you're changing your story. Otherwise, you don't put in the date. Because there's a reason that the date was left blank.
Correct.
And the reason that the date was left blank when you got the check on the 8th was because, according to both of you, you were supposed to wait to deposit it. Minimally, you said 7 to 10 days. Take those shortest period of time, 7 days. You only waited half that time.
Your Honor, it was supposed to be 7 days from the time I prepare her services.
No, that's not. You're changing your story.
Okay.
So the check bounced, and you want a lot of damages, which now you're not entitled to because you deposited the check prematurely because you had an agreement. So you would be entitled to your $240
okay.
for the taxes. However, she has a counterclaim, and I'm going to hear about the counterclaim. Did you use the routing information, because she has her evidence, the routing information on here, on her check, to resort to self-help to collect your money and pay a credit card bill of yours?
No, Your Honor, that's incorrect.
What did you do?
I have 4 different forms of payments. I select a cash, a check, or a credit card, or you could do an Arch debit. She and I exchanged text messages back and forth, and I informed her that my bank will be continuing to pull for the $240 plus the insufficient funds, Your Honor. I use her information to do electronic payment.
To what?
To pay me for my tax services plus the insufficient funds.
Okay. So what you did was pay you, not another credit card of yours.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have information that is incorrect?
Well, Toya had agreed to waive.
Listen to
okay.
me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
My concern with your counterclaim was that you suggested in your counterclaim that she used your checking information to pay another credit card of hers to satisfy your debt to her. She's saying that she used your routing information to pay her for her services plus the bank fee that she was charged for insufficient funds. Is that correct?
Your Honor, from my bank, it was Credit One is who she paid. She did she took my bank, I have the fraud investigation, and she paid Credit One $267.95.
What's $267.95? What amount is that? $240 for the taxes. What's the rest of the money?
It was supposed to be $268, Your Honor.
For
my tax preparing services plus the insufficient fund. But when you do electronic payment, they charge me $9.95, so that's
Got
the difference
it.
With the cents.
Okay. All a terrible misunderstanding. Listen to me, Ms. Hicks.
Yes, Your Honor.
You owe her $240. She prepared your taxes. That's what you owe her.
She prepared them incorrectly, Your Honor, and I'm scared that I'm going to have to pay penalties.
I don't care. Sometimes lots of tax preparers prepare things, and you have to redo them. You go someplace else. You wrote her a check. She shouldn't have deposited it early. You had insufficient funds. Now you have sufficient funds. You have to pay her the money for her taxes. And if you took them to somebody else, that's your problem. You picked the specialist.
I thought she was a specialist.
You picked her. Next time, you may not use her.
Never.
But now you picked her. So you owe her $240 for your taxes. Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
My desire excuse. You may step down.
Oh, it's fine. I agree.
I knew I was going to get my money for my services, and I tried to resolve it within herself, and obviously that didn't work out. So unfortunately, we had to come to court for it.
I didn't say that she shouldn't get paid, but the means that she went about getting paid, it was kind of illegal.
I provided my services. I've been in business for 13 years, and I never had any complaints.
It shocked me, but hey, she needed it. She got it. It's fine.
You know, know, it does affect my approach going towards doing business with friends, and I don't think I would do business with any close friends anymore because I am kind of hurt from it.
Won't go to her. We'll go to somebody a little bit more professional and know what they're doing.
I'm going to have a more selective clientele.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Smith versus Smith. Step forward.
Eric Smith is suing his ex-wife, 24-year-old Charlotte Smith, for the cost of a bed he purchased for their son.
Mr. Smith, this is your former wife. You've been divorced for a while. You have one child.
Yes.
And pursuant to the terms of the judgment of divorce and pursuant or by agreement, you share joint custody of your son. He spends 50% of the time with you and 50% of the time with his mother.
Correct.
Right. And that's been going on for how long?
For the last 3-4 years.
Seems to be going okay?
Somewhat.
Okay. Well, when you introduce a girlfriend, you always have a problem.
Correct.
Divorced or not divorced?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is what you're telling me when you went shopping
yes.
with him, it was with a view towards reuniting as a couple?
Yes, ma'am.
Had you had any of those discussions with your former wife about reconciliation?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Eric Smith says ex-wife Charlotte Smith owes for a bed he bought for their son.
Okay, so this is what I gather from your complaint. You and your former wife, to your credit, have maintained a civil relationship with each other over the last several years since you've been sharing custody of your son. And you went out shopping together because Miss Smith needed a new bed for him at her house. And according to you, she tried to get credit for it, couldn't. You had credit. And you made an agreement with her that you would put the bed for your son on your credit card and she would pay off the credit card.
Correct.
And she did make some payments and then she stopped.
Yes.
How much was the bed?
The bed, the total.
You have the receipt? How much was the bed? That's not a hard question. That's why you're here.
The bed should have been about 14.
What does that mean, should have been? I don't understand what it means, should have
been. There was a pillow added as well for $60, which brought the balance with taxes.
Just tell me. How much was the bed?
About $1,450, Your Honor.
Is that what that says?
It says $1,510.
Let me see it, please. Now, when you looked at the bed, pay careful attention to me. When you looked at the bed, the first thing that I do when I go to a furniture store, if I'm looking at something, I look at the price tag.
Yes.
What was the price tag on the bed?
The price tag was about $1,000, ma'am. There wasn't.
What do you mean was about $1,000? I don't know what that means.
I don't remember the exact numbers, but that wasn't including the taxes, the fees, and the delivery charges and whatnot. I do have an explanation.
An explanation of what?
The bill that was.
Listen to me. Don't show this to me, sir. I want to see a receipt for the bed.
I don't have the exact receipt for the bed, Your Honor.
Well, what do you have? I have no idea what this is. Do you understand?
Yes.
All this says is new purchases, $1,510. I don't know what that's for. Somebody should have a receipt for the bed.
Your Honor.
Do you have it?
Well, I have what I can get. Because it's in his name, I can't get access to everything. I do have what I was given.
Can I see that, please?
That says the price exactly.
Just a second, please.
Okay.
Your Honor.
So just a second. So this was $1,333.18. Is that what the bed was?
Yes.
Bed, fine.
The bed, including the dresser as well. It's a dresser on there.
With a dresser on the bed?
Yeah.
Okay, $1,333. And the bed is at your house?
Yes, ma'am.
Did your son have a bed before?
Yes.
But you wanted him to have a new bed?
What happened was...
What was wrong with the old bed?
The old bed was a toddler bed. It was the
fine, so we needed a full-size bed.
Yes.
And when he sleeps at your house, Mr. Smith, what does he sleep on?
He has a car bed.
A bed that looks like a car?
Correct.
Okay, and who bought that?
I brought that.
When did you buy it?
My mom had helped me, and she brought it as well.
But you bought it?
Right.
She didn't participate in that?
No.
Great. This is your defense. Your defense is that he's your son's father.
Yes.
You share 50-50 custody.
Yes.
He should pay for half the bed.
Yes.
Is that your defense?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If I wanted to have the bed set at my house, as you say, I wouldn't have had her sign an agreement.
Yes, I signed that, ma'am, because he told me that if I did not sign that, he will come and pick it up.
If what your statement is that you planned on reconciling, what difference would it make if he picks it up?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Eric Smith says ex-wife Charlotte Smith owes for a bed he bought for their son.
Okay. Did you pay for the bed in his house?
The bed that is in his house was a gift to the both of us while we were married.
From whom?
From his mother.
So it stayed in his house. Did you pay for it?
No, ma'am.
He's not required to pay for furniture for your house.
The furniture was meant to be for a house together because we were getting back together at the time. The bed that he has is a toddler bed as well, and I had a toddler bed. We agreed to get the twin size bed so when we moved back in and reconciled our differences that our son would have a twin size bed.
So is what you're telling me when you went shopping?
Yes.
With him, it was with a view towards reuniting as a couple?
Yes, ma'am.
Really?
Yes.
Your Honor?
Just a second. The bed was purchased when?
That was the 27th of April, 2013.
Okay. Now, in April of 2013, the two of you had been divorced for how long?
Since September 30th, 2010.
If you intended to, as you say, that the intention was for you to get back together, when was that supposed to happen?
We were together. We were together for a couple of months.
When you say you were together, what do you mean you were together?
We were dating, but we still lived in separate houses. I had an apartment with the lease on it, and he still maintained the home that we had lived in throughout our marriage. So I had to wait till my lease was up in order for us to move back in together.
Is that what he told you? The plan was you were going to move back
in?
Yes,
ma'am.
I want you to be real careful with me, Mr. Smith, because, you know, I see how things change. Had you had any of those discussions with your former wife about reconciliation?
We were trying to work it out, Your Honor.
So in April of 2013, you were trying to work out your differences.
Correct.
And there was some discussion about this bed eventually coming back to the marital home.
No.
Well, when you would say you were trying to work out your differences, Mr. Smith, I'd like you to explain what that means to you.
We tried two or three times to come back together as a family, and it didn't work out. If I wanted to have the bed set at my house, as you say, I wouldn't have had her sign an agreement, which she agreed to sign when we were at the furniture store.
Do you have that agreement?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to take a look at it.
The reason why I helped her, Your Honor.
Got it.
Okay.
You signed this agreement, Ms. Smith, when you say you agreed to pay Eric Smith $1,450 plus accrued interest for the purchase of Eric Smith Jr.'s bed set. You signed it. You signed that May 30th, 2013.
Yes, I signed that, ma'am, because he said basically he still had keys to my house, and he told me that if I did not sign that, that he will come and pick it up while I was at work.
I don't care. You signed it. Who cares if what your statement is that you planned on reconciling, what difference it make if he picks it up?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you have a contract with him. You have to pay the balance of the bed. How much did you pay?
When he gave me
How much did you pay?
I don't know exactly, but when he gave me those numbers, when he gave me that, ma'am, he...
How much did she pay you, sir?
Yeah, she paid a total of $350. She agreed. She stopped paying. Okay.
I assume the reconciliation didn't take place, Mr. Smith, because you have a new girlfriend.
No, it didn't take place because she was still talking to her former exes.
Okay. Do you have a new girlfriend?
I did at the time, Your Honor.
Not anymore?
Not anymore.
You're off women for a while.
Correct. May I add, Your Honor, there were a few late fees that I... Okay.
Judgment for the plaintiff, the amount of $1,200. Thank you. That's all.
Why is that excuse when they step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
This case was supposed to be on last week. What were you in jail for?
Lying to a police officer about my identity.
About what?
To go visit my boyfriend in jail.
You hang around with garbage, you become garbage.
Next Judge Judy.
This man is very manipulative, and he takes his job and he uses it to get what he wants, to get his way.
Her ruling was fair.
Well, he's a police officer, and he uses that to bully everyone.
I've been doing my job for almost 10 years now, and my record is clean.
He has drugging me down for the past 4 years, taking me to court every year, at least 3 times every year.
This is the first year I've been taking her to court.
That has to be done at church, or now he's trying to get me to do it at the police station, which is basically his ground play.
The reason why I'm getting it moved to the police station is because she acts out at church, she acts out at my mother's house, and I'm not gonna put myself in a position where I can be harmed or my job can be in jeopardy because of her actions.
Hopefully, with this being on TV, that he can actually see, I just want to be left alone overall.
I helped her along the way. I allowed her to claim on taxes so she can receive more money, more income. I've done several things to help her, but I'm not doing it any longer.